big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for an episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, and this is where ministers come to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today I'm really excited to have Ben Stapley back to the podcast. He is a fantastic resource. He's over at Liquid Church and he's the creative director there. And he does so much great stuff about maximizing content and maximizing your message. And that's what we're talking about today. But here's the deal. It's not just maximizing your message as in your message as a pastoral sermon, which that's a key part of it. But it's maximizing your overall message, your church's overall message. How do you do that effectively? Well, Ben's got a ton of great insights there, so I'm really excited to talk to him, and I'm really excited to share this with you. So, without any further ado, let's get into the episode right now with Ben Stapley. All right, with me right now is Ben Stapley. Ben, how are you?
Tom, I'm doing well. Merry post-Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yes, Merry post-Christmas. How was your holidays?
It was great. Spent time with family, celebrated Jesus. What else could you do? And ate a lot of fattening food. So it was wonderful.
Now, have you ever had fruitcake before?
I've been given it as a gift. Yes. And then I graciously re-gifted it. So I've never consumed it. It kind of came in one door and went out the other door.
My grandfather always used to have fruitcake, a ton of it, around when we were growing up. And I was like, but anyway, so that's good. Well, I'm glad you had a good holidays, and thanks for making time for me today. Mm-hmm. Just in case anybody does not know who you are, give a quick little bio of what you do and where you're at.
Yeah, I'm the creative arts pastor at Liquid Church here in North New Jersey. We have six campuses, about 4,000 people on a given Sunday. Been here for 2 years, loving it, overseeing the worship video service and church online experience.
That's awesome. And I see you popping up all over the place on the internet and on Twitter. What do you prefer? Do you prefer Facebook or Twitter?
Oh, gosh. You know, I'm a visual guy, so I'm probably more Instagram.
Oh, really?
All the social medias. Yeah. Okay.
I'll have to start following you on Instagram because I don't follow you on Instagram. I see you on Twitter in your videos, and your videos are fantastic. Your little quick little minute videos, I love them.
It's fun. It's a great way to engage people. But in terms of just posting content, I probably love Instagram and then Buffer so I can schedule it and then I can walk away from it.
Yeah, there you go. I know you got to have a good scheduler on there, so that's definitely good. Okay, well, I wanted you on today because we're going to talk about messaging and content and sharing that out with people. So talk to me a little bit about that and what do you guys do at your church?
Yeah, we try to maximize everything. So I know we were talking about how to maximize message content, but I would even blow the doors off that and say how to maximize your content, period. Yeah. The reason being for churches, let's be honest, we're nonprofits, right? So we have to stretch every dollar of ours as far as it will go. I'm sure you've worked with some nonprofit companies that were flush with cash, mm-hmm. and they can be generous in the resources. Churches don't have that luxury. So yeah. We need to find out how to do that as much as possible. And like I said, beyond the message, how do we maximize all of our content? We have so many distribution channels available to us. How do we get all that out there as much as possible? And it's not just an ROI factor, but it's really a gospel factor. Ultimately, we want more people to be introduced with the love of Jesus. And let's do it beyond our four walls. Let's do it beyond the 1 hour Sunday morning. Let's do it during the rest of the 167 during the week. It is my kind of my soapbox that I'll get on for people to really maximize what their church is doing in terms of communicating it as much as possible.
That is awesome. Okay, so let's talk about some of the content that you guys are maximizing. Do you want to go into sermons first? I mean, because that seems like the big one that you could do a lot with.
Yeah, low-hanging fruit there. So first of all, the average pastor will spend 15 hours developing their message, but the average pastor will spend 1 hour or one service executing that. So in terms of what they're spending and what they're getting back on that, it's very limited. So how can you maximize those invested 15 hours beyond that 1 hour on Sunday? So there's I'll start with the easiest stuff. and go more complicated. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to your podcast here. They're on the range of churches, right? You know, 50, 500, 5,000, like there's people all over the place. So I'll try to move us along that spectrum. But the first thing I would say is take your content and then cut it up. So whatever your message is, find that and cut it up. Find your sticky statements, your tweetable content, and get it out there. First thing would be just to post the words. You've already spoken it. Maybe you have a manuscript. It's just a matter of finding those phrases that you thought were the most poignant and then posting that, just the words on Twitter or Facebook. The next step would be to make it visual, to take images and to put your text on that. There's a lot of great services that will help you do this. I think it's Adobe Spark, Canva, free or very cheap services where even someone with limited design skills can take that and make it an image based. And now you can put that all over Instagram as well.
Yeah.
And then the next most developed step would be to take that content and to take it into video format, because people are mostly want to see videos on social media. They don't want to see words or images. They really want to see videos. Mm-hmm. So take that and cut it up into videos as well. It might just be something as simple as someone recording it on an iPhone, but then you then have it archived and ready to be cut up via video. So start with words, move to images, but then ultimately land on videos, because that's going to have the biggest impact for your audience socially.
No, this is awesome. Well, it's great. Well, let me ask you this then. Do you prepare at all beforehand? Like, do you get a script of what he's going to be talking about or what the speaker is going to be talking about? And you're like, oh, this looks like a good phrase. Or are you sitting in there, or you have somebody sitting in the service taking notes about what are the really good points?
Yeah, so I've been on both sides of the fence here. And if you are a church that is at Liquid, we do that. Our preachers, Tim and Nithin, preach from a manuscript. And so they have that written out where we already have the text there. We don't even need to transcribe it because they've already written it out. And we will actually sit through a review process, and we will know what's going to land on Sunday because they will preach it for an audience even before that. That's kind of what we do. So it works for us. I would say even if you're a pastor or a youth pastor and it's just yourself and you don't have any admin staff or nobody to help yourself out, you know your message better than anybody else, and you should intuitively know the points that you're most excited to share and the ones you think are going to land the most. So even if you don't have a volunteer or somebody else doing this, you can easily do it yourself by saying, yeah, I really like that second point, or I just got engaged when I was preaching my third point at this section. That's what I want to share. So that's how we do it, based upon excitement. What do you get most excited about sharing? Share that.
That's really cool. That's good. Well, let me ask you about videos. Like, when you talk about just putting a video clip and throwing it out there on social, have you found one platform that does better than the others? Or then two, how long do you want to have those videos? Like, is there a certain time limit that you want to have to share?
We always say, we actually call them, it's hashtag our minute message. So we'll chop down we'll find sound bites that are a minute or less. Two reasons. First of all, Instagram and Twitter forces you to be under a minute, 60 seconds or less. So we'll automatically do that. And then we could also post that on Facebook if you want. So we automatically do less than a minute for our videos in terms of the length. The other big thing that we found to be super, and that's something after the message, gets the most traction, those minute messages, those clips, get the most traction of ours. Before, so we're talking post-Sunday. Before Sunday, there's a ton of content that you can get out the door as well. I used to preach a couple times a year at a church I worked at before, and I realized that in the 15 to 20 hours I spent preparing, so much of my research hit the cutting room floor. Oh, man, I had this actual – there's this interesting Greek word here in the background. I don't have time to explain it or unpack it. I can't bring that in. I want to bring it. I can't bring it in. Or I have this secondary illustration I'd like to use. Again, I don't have time to do it. It's good content. It's not great content, so it hits the cutting room floor. Right. What I encourage preachers to do is to take that cutting room floor content and repackage it. You could do it before the message with an email blast. Hey, everybody, I'm speaking on such and such and such on Sunday. Something I'm not going to jump into during the message, but I thought was interesting, is X, Y, and Z. And to use it there to build anticipation for what's going to come. Another thing, too, you might be saying, hey, we don't have a whole video team. We can't be recording ourselves and editing that. Everybody has a camera, phone, and everybody has access to Facebook Live, I would say regularly post whatever that cutting room floor content is and post it on Facebook Live. It could be like something like a Friday night, Saturday morning. Hey, church, I'm so excited to go into part two of this message series. Again, something that I'm not going to have time this Sunday to talk to you about, but I thought you might want to hear is this. Again, it gives you a chance to share that content. It builds anticipation up as well, and hopefully it'll engage people a little more in your services because they have some more background information about where you're going to go as well. So I thought that was super helpful to use that before you even preach. You can start to tease up the message.
Yeah, I love the whole teasing of the message, and I think that's really a cool thing to do that, frankly, I don't do enough of in my postings. But in regards to doing like a Facebook Live video of the speaker who's sharing, how receptive have you, again, I know you're only in your context, but have you heard about like overall speakers being very open to doing this kind of stuff? Or are they still, like, I'm envisioning like maybe an older pastor who may not be as like, oh, I don't want to do Facebook Live. I don't see the value of doing that. Do you feel like you have to coax someone into doing that, or do you think they're pretty open in general to do that?
I think a lot of I can speak for myself.
Yeah.
There's always a learning curve, which is daunting. And the older you get, generally speaking, it becomes more daunting. So if somebody's there, I completely understand, which is great. But if you talk to them about the why they should do this, that this is going to reach more people with the gospel of Christ, I think they're going to be willing to overcome that learning curve, especially if they have someone younger or who's intuitive with this, the whatever communication tool it is, walk them through it. Hey, hopefully these people we're speaking about, teaching pastors, lead pastors, have the capacity to pick up something new and to learn how to log onto Facebook and to do a rudimentary post. I'm obviously like, talking down to your audience here. Of course they can do it. They might need someone to show them how to do it once, but they're going to get it. And if you keep that in front of them, the goal of this is going to, hey, in your congregation, you reach 200 people every Sunday. This can help you reach another 200 just by doing this. Hey, what preacher, what communicator is not going to jump at that chance?
Yeah, no, that's a great point. So you talk about a lot about the message stuff and the leading up to it and then afterwards. What else do you kind of do to maximize your message?
Beyond the Sunday is a couple things. You've researched again a lot of information, developed that into a group's curriculum. So you've already thought about it. I'm sure there's more stuff that can be teased out for a group curriculum, which is nice because then it's not like you're just buying something from Zondervan or this, you know, mega church or that mega church. Mm-hmm. This is actually your curriculum, stuff that you're passionate about. Your people have already been communicated about. Use that and leverage it for some type of group curriculum during the week. And then beyond that, if you could couple and bring together a whole message series and condense it into one communication piece, a book would be a good idea for this.
Oh.
Our lead pastor here, Tim Lucas at Liquid Church, did this a number of years ago. He's been speaking on relationships for 15 years. And so he had, you know, over the years, he had probably like 10 great talks on relationships. And we thought, you know what, why don't we tie those all together, create a book, 10 chapters, and then make it available for free for people. We'll give it out on Valentine's Day as an incentive. If you invite a friend to come to church with you, we're going to give you this free book, provocative title, So You Married the Wrong Person is the title. spoilers here. It's we all married the wrong person, but nobody's perfect. And
yeah,
so right. You married the wrong person, and whoever you're married to also married the wrong person they married you. So don't look for perfectionism, but continue to find your perfectionism in Christ and then present that to your spouse is like the big idea of the book. But again, that was content that Tim had developed over a decade and he mashed it together into a book. So it took some time, but it was a great free resource. And we saw our attendance skyrocket because there was a giveaway of value that people wanted and they could leverage to talk to your friend who's going through a divorce, is in a marriage, but it's kind of struggling. Somebody who's on the market, who's dating and looking for a spouse, we all want a relationship. There's a wide range of people that we were able to attract with that. Again, we just maximize that message content that way. Obviously, you got blogs and podcasts as well. The list kind of goes on and on. But the biggest two would be groups, curriculum, and books.
That's really cool, you know, because I often think, like, you're right. Pastors spend so much time on this stuff, and they spend, you know, they'll talk on a subject matter, over the course of many years and stuff so forth. So kind of putting it all together and encouraging them to do that, that's a great idea that I didn't even think about. So you mentioned podcasts. How do you feel like you can maximize, like I share the podcast that we do every week throughout there, just, you know, as a reminder for people, but is there something specific you can do, an encouragement you can do to get them more, to get people more to listen to them or whatnot?
Yeah, the as much as you can throw that and have cross-channel communication, so it's not just this podcast living in iTunes, but there's an easy way for people to access that on your website, that in your bulletin, that's listed as a communication option as well. You'll reference that on Facebook, and in your podcast, you'll also mention Facebook as well. As much as you can have your communication channels talk and reference the other ones, then you have a tighter handhold between the two. So if you're looking to gain traction in your podcast and that one communication avenue, then make sure to talk about it on your other communication avenues. That will drive traffic there.
That's interesting. Okay, let me follow up on this one thing with the podcast. When we send out our podcast, and I'm sure this is probably not very effective, but we just send out the message. Should you do an intro and an exit part to it? Like, what would you say that? I'm understanding a little bit, but break it down for us a little bit.
Yeah, so that's great. Think about your two audiences, your people who are insiders, outsiders, people who are part of your church, and people that you want to be a part of your church. Whatever your mission and vision and URL and basic information about your church is, make sure to have an intro and extra on your message, not just the raw message, but something intro and extra. So if, in other words, if I came to my church and heard that great relationships message, and I thought, Tom, you needed to hear that because we're buddies and your relationships are a train wreck. Well, I'm going to send that
to you. Well, they are.
You're friends with me, so there you go. So if I was to send that with you, send that to you, you don't know much about my church. It would be helpful to say, hey, I'm sending this to you, check it out. And the beginning of the message was, hey, welcome to Liquid Church. We're glad to hear, glad to have you with us. You can find out more information about us at this URL. Our mission and vision is this. We hope you enjoy this message. Find more messages at this URL, and then jump right into it. And then pretty much use the same thing as a recap on the way out. So anybody getting this for the first time, they're not just getting this standalone content. That content drives them to other content, you know, your website, additional podcasts, et cetera.
Yeah, there's that call to action, you know, on there. And I'm thinking as you're talking to us, I'm like, we are blowing opportunities at our church, you know, even with our videos, the video sermons that we share out there that we post up to Vimeo or YouTube, we should have a call to action on those too. And I think that's a key miss right there. And now I'm all convicted right now. So this is great. This is fantastic. So do you do anything else?
Yeah, you talked about maximizing content, not just message content, but content at large. Another big thing to maximize is your music, your worship. So you have to think most churches will do about an average 40-minute message, an average 20, 25 minutes of music. That's kind of half your services, and a lot of churches don't maximize that outside of Sunday. So again, think about before and after. Before Sunday, what I would do is I would pick one of the songs that you're excited about, especially if it's a new song. And in your weekly email to your congregation from your pastor, say, everybody, we're excited to be singing this new song. We think it's really going to tie well with the message. Why don't you take a listen before Sunday? That does two things. It builds up anticipation for what's going to happen. So people are excited for the worship set because they know about the song. And it increases participation. People aren't hearing it for the first time walking in that Sunday. Some people have listened to it beforehand and might actually know the melody and might be able to jump into the chorus the first time through, not the third time through. Mm-hmm. So before Sunday, send out a song or maybe even your full song set so people can build anticipation. The second thing is to follow up afterwards with your music. Take, again, like we said before, a quote, a lyric, and use that socially. So you can just use the text and take a poignant lyric from one of the songs and post it on there. You could again, with some rudimentary graphic design skills, make that into a graphic and put that on there as well. I probably wouldn't suggest using video for this, because if you use video for this, you really have to have a great audio mix, or your band's not going to sound the best, because it's not a studio environment. It's a live environment. And they're going to be, truthfully speaking, they're going to be embarrassed by that. So But you can use that lyric to write words and post it, or create images and post that with the music before and after the service as well.
Yeah, and I can attest to that, because we go through a very specific things. Whenever we reproduce our worship, they do go through a remixing and an audio stuff of it, and they're very particular about it. I'm like, come on, guys, let's just get it out there. I got to get it out there. I want to get it out there. And then they're like, no, we have – and it was funny, because the other day I was hearing them working on it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this sounds terrible. I mean, because it did. The guy doing the audio stuff mixed it up a little bit. They had to adjust it to make it sound a little bit better. So I get that. I did not appreciate it at that time, but I totally get it now. So, yeah.
Yeah. So we talked about the maximizing content, right? We talked about the message. We talked about the worship. You can put both together and maximize the service experience. So the next step for churches, if they're, hey, we've done all this stuff, that's great. What do we do next? Yeah. Would be to maximize your whole service and use Facebook Live and stream that service experience. Again, the bar here is very low. Facebook has made this very easy. It's funny, actually, on a Sunday morning, I'll jump on Facebook and I scroll through. I just see church after church after church of ones that I follow because I think they're awesome, posting their live experience, which is great. A lot of churches are out there doing that. If you haven't, I'd strongly encourage you to maximize your content that way. And the next step, the more advanced step, is to create an online experience, an online community, a church online, where you have physical campuses where people go. You can go to a digital space to experience a spiritual truth. So to create a online campus, the Church Online platform is a free resource. I think it's created by Life Church and Craig Rochelle and those guys over there. That's what we use. Mm-hmm. It's a great resource. It's fairly easy to use. And again, it's free for you to not only stream your service, but then to start to create a community. You have chat hosts. People are talking with you, engaging with the conversation. So that's the next step for your service maximization.
Yeah, I agree. We have that. We use the Church Online platform as well, and we're very satisfied with it. Do you know of any other ones, just in case someone else wants to look at a different platform? I mean, I know there's a variety of different ones out there.
Yeah, I know they're like the Kleenex of the industry, and so I don't know right now, but I'd say if you're looking to get started, at least start with them.
Yeah.
And then if you want to poke around and look for something else, go for it.
Well, listen, I mean, Life Church is so great about giving away free resources. Why not use it, especially if you're just getting started? So I completely agree. And, you know, it works well for us, and it looks like it works well for you as well. So, dude, Ben, this has been fantastic. I appreciate you coming on here and talking all this stuff with me while you're getting ready for a major, you know, snowstorm up your way. So, no, but thanks so much for doing this. Where can people get in touch with you if you're, you know, I know that I've gotten in touch with you on Twitter and on Facebook. What's your preference, and how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can follow me, Ben Stapley, across all the social medias. I'm squatting on that right now, so just type that in, you'll find me. Or you can find my website at benstapley.info.
That's awesome. You've got some great stuff. You got a lot of experience. I love following what you got. So thanks so much for taking some time and joining me today on this.
You're welcome. Great to be here, Tom.
Thanks. All right. So there you have it. My conversation with Ben. And wasn't that just awesome? I mean, because again, I'm thinking overall, like, hey, how can I maximize my message? And I'm just thinking of the sermon. But he's talking about breaking down so much of the overall church experience. That's just fascinating, because we have plenty of content that we can be sharing, and we have plenty of things to be maximizing it to share with them to get most bang for the buck, honestly. And so that's what I'm really excited about. I was really encouraged listening to him and talking with him. And so I hope you're encouraged too. So I would love to hear from you. What do you think? What did you think of my conversation with Ben, and how are you maximizing your message? How are you maximizing your church's content so that you can be sharing it and getting more bang for the buck? How are you doing that? Share it with me. You can get on Twitter at TA Pounder, or you can even share it Tom at YMSidekick.com. I would love to hear from you. All right, here as well. That wraps it up for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. As always, if you like the podcast, definitely subscribe to it. Go to iTunes and subscribe, or you can go to ymsidekick.com and subscribe. That's where I've got all the stuff about my blog, my podcast, the vlogs. I've got my Twitter ebook, as well as more information about Digital Bootcamp, the Facebook group that we do on Facebook, where we can learn digital tools to help expand our reach. So it's got all there. You can get it and go to where you need to go. I hope you do. All right, so I hope you have a great rest of the week, and until next time, have a great one.